وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. سلام علیکم و رحمت الله. This is Hussein and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program we talk about the Islamic teachings and Quranic concepts related to humanity and mankind. And in the previous episodes we intended to cover a very good book in this regard, which is titled A 250-Year-Old Person, which is a combination of the sermons delivered by Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life and the seerah, the biographies of the Prophet and the pure progeny of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the role models and great examples of humanity according to Islamic teachings. We thought that if we learn more about the lifestyle and the biographies of these great personalities, we can get more to know about the Islamic standards of human life and the virtues of human beings. So in the first chapter we were talking about the life of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Especially in this book we cover the sociopolitical aspects of the life of these individuals, because this is something that normally we lack. We have content related to their individual life, but when it comes to analysis of their lifestyle and their standards, the values that they had in the leadership of the community, we need to have a little bit of more focus on those aspects. So in the life of the Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we talked about how he built a community in Mecca and then in Medina, and the challenges that he had. One of the main challenges was the pagans of Mecca, who started their animosity from early on. Since he started his ministry, his da'wah, his invitation to Islam, these people, the pagans of Mecca, saw that as a threat to their position, while in fact, if they had accepted Islam, it could have actually helped them, as it proved itself after the rise of Islam. Now, the position of the Arabian Peninsula, the position of Mecca in that peninsula and in the world changed a lot. All of the barakah and blessing that Islam brought with itself for these people. But initially, they were enemies towards this message. Anyways, so they tried their best to encounter Islam and to put down this flame, this light of Islam in different ways. And because of those efforts, you see the different battles that the Prophet had. But there are three main battles. One is Battle of Badr, and then Battle of Uhud, and then there's the Battle of Ahzab, Confederates, or Khandaq, Trench, different names for the same battle. And we talked about Battle of Trench. And then after Battle of Trench, which took place in the fifth year of migration, in the sixth year of migration, we have the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, which is very important, strategic in the growth of Islam, in the spread of Islam, and in the establishment of the Islamic community as a successful and prosperous community in the Arabian Peninsula. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue our discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hossein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. As we said in the first segment, we should now talk a little bit about the Hudaybiyah truce or treaty. So the story is like this: that the Prophet intended to have a pilgrimage to Mecca. Now, pilgrimages to Mecca are of two types. One is the obligatory annual pilgrimage to Mecca, which takes place in Zulhijjah, and the other is called Umrah. Umrah can take place at any time of the year. Mostly it takes place in Rajab. So the Prophet ﷺ, with his companions, they left Medina. They said, we want to perform pilgrimage to Mecca based on a dream that the Prophet had, that he and his companions are performing pilgrimage to Mecca and they are doing tawaf, turning around Kaaba. So the Prophet departed Medina, and the news arrived in Mecca. Pagans of Mecca, they heard the news that Muhammad is coming towards Mecca, and they are having the clothes of a pilgrimage. They have not come for fight. They do not have arms with themselves. They only have the arm of a traveler. So this was the amount of arm you could carry with yourself if you were traveling with peaceful intentions. So another thing was that this trip took place in one of the months in which that battle was forbidden. So pagans of Mecca, they had a dilemma. They could not engage in fight with the Prophet because they respected the forbidden months in which fighting and war was forbidden, even according to the standards of the Jahiliyyah, the era of ignorance. At the same time, they did not know what to do. If we let him enter Mecca, how can we deal with the shame that Muhammad is coming to Mecca and we don't do anything, that he is our enemy? And so they, in a place called Hudaybiyah, they stopped the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, long story short, they made a deal that this year the Prophet comes back to Medina, and then next year he comes for Umrah, but within certain conditions and circumstances, and also other terms in the deal, that the Prophet accepted the deal and the pagans also accepted the deal. And so without performing pilgrimage to Mecca itself, they came back. And some of the companions, they objected to this. They said, no, you brought shame to us. You embarrassed us. We came here for Umrah. We are coming back. And you told us that, for example, you had a dream about, but the Prophet said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to fulfill his promise to me, which took place next year. The Prophet came to Umrah and they performed Umrah. And this established the position of Muslims and the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as an enemy and opponent that you cannot defeat. Now, everybody in the Arabian Peninsula realized that these pagans of Mecca, they tried whatever they could to put this message down, to stop this message, to stop this messenger, but eventually they accepted, they acknowledged that Muhammad and his followers are welcome to Mecca. And this was a great win for the Prophet, which he, with his strategic patience, arrived at. Okay, this will be our episode now. Inshallah, we're going to continue the discussion and the stories of the life of the Prophet in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jannah, Jannah.
it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.